very pleased and honored to be joined on the program right now by a former, I guess, technically a member of the Calgary Flames. He is the Stanley Cup champion. He is a Conn Smythe Trophy winner in the National Hockey League, one of just a handful of players to win the Conn Smythe Trophy when losing the Stanley Cup Finals. We are very pleased to be joined by Jean-Sébastien Giguère down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. Jean-Sébastien, how are you? Thanks a lot for doing this.
Thank you. Thanks for having me talk to you guys.
Hey, not a problem at all. I guess, first of all, congratulations on what was a fantastic NHL career for you, winning the Conn Smythe and, in a losing effort, and then winning a Stanley Cup as well. A lot of great things that you did. We'll get into all that in just a little bit, but for the fans here in Calgary, of course, you did start your season as a member of the Calgary Flames organization. You didn't spend a whole lot of time here in Calgary, a lot of it in the farm system and with St. John, but maybe just talk about your time here with the Calgary Flames and the organization. What do you remember about that time?
I remember, like, I had a great time in St. John, New Brunswick. My first year there, we went all the way to the, game seven of the final, and it was a real good way to start my professional career. Unfortunately, things didn't go very well for me after that. Like, it just kind of went south, and to be honest, when they traded me to Anaheim, they did me a great favor, because I at this point I was really lost in my in the way I played, and I didn't know I think I was just a young, confused goalie, and they traded me to Anaheim, where they had a great goalie coach, and my career took off from there. But I have good memories from Calgary and St. John, that's for sure.
Is there any, guys that influenced maybe you or had an impact on your career? I know you said you struggled a little bit with your time in the Flames organization, but there was a coach or any kind of guy that you played with that had some influence on you the rest of your way in your NHL career?
There was definitely a few guys. I played a little bit with Grant Fjord, but it was, playing with him was kind of a dream come true, because what a star he had been in the league. But the guy that had the greatest influence, and which I talked to yesterday, actually, he called me yesterday, was Al Coates. He was the GM of the Flames at the time, and I've had some good discussion with him, and he really steered me in the right direction, which sometimes as young guys you may have a tendency to go the wrong way, and I'll forever be grateful to him and his family. He has a great family, great kids, and he's one of the person that I respect the most in hockey, and he really helped me.
When you talk about that trade to Anaheim, obviously it helped you kickstart your career, but you still spent a little bit of time in the American Hockey League with them before you were got into the Anaheim Ducks organization with the NHL team. I guess just talk about your time in the AHL. Did it ever kind of get, worrisome for you? Were you ever worried about that you were going to spend your entire career in the American Hockey League because you had spent about four or five seasons down there?
Yeah, absolutely. After a while, you're if you spend too much time there, you just kind of consider to be a AHL, player, and it's not something that you want to be known as if you want to have a long NHL career. So it was worrisome, especially in St. John. I think my last season, the last 20 games I played, I might have lost about 17 of them, and I probably didn't finish half of them, because things were going really bad for me. I was really worried, but I think once I got traded to Anaheim, I started working with Francois there right away, the goalie coach, and I started working with him in July, and I saw a big difference right away and a lot more confidence. And I went in the minors there with Cincinnati, but at that point I knew that it was just a question of time before I'd make it up. So it was worrisome. Same time, it's a great way to learn. And I don't think, especially as a goalie, you're probably not ready for the big league until you're 22, 23. And I think it was, it made me a much better goalie. There's no doubt about that. And I think, if anything, our days, they probably have a tendency to bring up the young guys too quick. So, I looking back, it was a great experience for me.
Jean-Sébastien Giguère joining us down the Subway Restaurants Fresh Take Hotline here, just announcing his retirement last week for the National Hockey League. When you first got into the NHL, I guess it would have been that 2000-2001 season, you finally took over, you were back up to Guy Hebert in Anaheim, but you finally played, you know, some significant time, 34 games that year. The next couple of years, you got more and more games. Is that right around the time where you finally realized that, you know, you are an NHL goaltender and your days maybe in the American Hockey League were finally behind you?
You never forget. Once you spend a few years in the AHL, you never forget, and you certainly don't want to go back. So, especially the first few years, you know, I always remember that I spent a lot of time there, and I was grateful that I was able to play in the NHL and make the salaries that you can make and stuff like that. So, it never really stayed away far from me, but. I think probably the time that you realize the most that you're finally an NHL goalie is once you sign your first one-way contract. And then, you know, at the very least, if they send you down, it's because you're really in trouble after that.
Jean-Sébastien Giguère joining us down the Subway Restaurants Fresh Take Hotline. Obviously, what I could imagine is, I mean, aside from the Stanley Cup, one of the biggest highlights of your career is the 2003 playoff run with the Anaheim Mighty Ducks at that time. Now, such an underdog team, you start that playoff series against the defending Stanley Cup champions, Detroit. You sweep them. You have a great series with Dallas, including a 5-overtime game, which you stopped 60 of 63 shots. And then the conference finals against Minnesota obviously was huge when you guys beat them in 5 games. You were just allowing one goal in the entire series against in that one. But I guess before we get to the Stanley Cup finals and the Conn Smythe stuff, that playoff run throughout the Western Conference that year, just maybe take us back to that and how special that was and how amazing it was for you guys to be part of that.
It was really special. You know, obviously I think the 2 years before that we finished last in the Western Conference, and then we finished 13, and then we squeezed in the playoffs that year, and we had a really good second half of the season. So it was really special. Nobody, even us, expected doing a lot of damage in the playoffs. We went in there just kind of wanting to get some experience, wanting to get better. But as we started, you know, against the Red Wings, and we sweeped them, we were like, wow, you know, this is pretty crazy. And it just got crazier and crazier. And then, but what an experience, you know, and it was a great learning experience. And the fact that I was able to go through that with the Ducks, with the Mighty Ducks at the time, really prepared me for when it was time in 2007, when we had the team for it. And, we were able to win the cup. You know, having that experience in 2003 really, really prepared me well for that.
Is there any one game or one kind of series or one game or one moment that really sticks out in that run? Because there are so many where you made highlight reel saves or just epic games that you had. Is there one that really sticks out in your mind that you'll never forget?
For me, it was the first game against Detroit. Truthfully, I was a nervous wreck, and I never really, as a young guy, I don't necessarily feel prepared to face a team like the Red Wing in playoff. And, I think they scored in the first 5 minutes, and I was like, oh boy, we're in one right now. We're going to have a tough night here. And, I think we ended up winning in overtime. And, it's something that I'll never forget. That game was, for me, it was a special one because I was going in there with absolutely zero expectation. We were just going to go in there and try to do our best, and we ended up getting the big upset win, and it was quite memorable.
Yeah, and at that time, you set a playoff record with 63 saves in that game. Roberto Luongo broke it a few years later, but that was a triple overtime game for you. In that Dallas series, you guys had a 5-overtime game, 5 overtimes. Maybe if you remember that one, take us back to what that was like. That, you know, had to be a marathon for you. I could imagine you just exhausted after a game like that.
That was a crazy game. I mean, guys were just getting so frustrated. Like, you know, guys were praying to get somebody to just score a goal, and it just kept going on and on and on. And the funny thing as a goalie is the longer the game goes, the easier the shots are because guys are so tired. You know, their shots just get weak, and
yeah.
The scoring chances are not very, very, very good. So, anyway, it was an interesting game. I think, especially being in Dallas, where it's you know, really warm over there, the humidity and all that. You know, so you're just sweating a ton, and it was you know, I remember we got home, I think, at 3 in the morning at the hotel in Dallas after that game because it finished so late. So it was quite an experience.
And then that Minnesota series, I mean, I don't think we ever will see a dominating performance in a single series like we saw that, a five-game series. They only score once in the entire series. Talk maybe just about that series a bit and how dominating a performance it was.
Well, you know, truthfully, it was a dominating, you know, there was a few factors to that. I think the first factor was the fact that they had gone to game seven. I think it was against the Avs, and won in game seven, you know, the series before, and we, you know, got them 2 days yeah. later. So they were already a little tired. We were well rested from the Dallas series. So, we had a bit of an advantage there. And, you know, I don't care who you are and all that, but once, you know, as a goalie, you're only going to go as far as your team plays. So, you know, I know that we only gave up one goal in that series, but it wasn't all me. You know, I think the guys that I had with, and starting with Mike Babcock as a coach and all the players on the team, you know, they did an amazing job playing a good defensive game. And obviously, as a goalie, it makes it easier for you. So, you know, I wouldn't have been able to do that without their help, that's for sure.
And then, obviously, the Stanley Cup Final against New Jersey. You go to Game 7. There's so many great moments in that series, from when Paul Kariya was hammered by Scott Stevens and returns to score a huge goal. It ends up going to Game 7. You guys end up losing that one, but you get the Conn Smythe Trophy that year as the playoff MVP, which is a huge honor when you're on the losing team. I mean, just to get that in itself is huge, but as part of the losing team. And I can remember watching that game and getting you coming out and getting that award, being presented with the Conn Smythe. You were obviously devastated, not losing the series, not knowing if you'll ever get a chance to win a Stanley Cup again. But maybe just talk about that, what it was like to get that award and get that recognition despite losing that series.
You know, obviously, you know, today you're asking me this, and I'm super proud of that that day and that award, having that award. You know, I think it's a big honor to have, and it's something that, you know, I'm super proud that I did. Saying that, you know, I think when you're, you know, when you're playing to win the Stanley Cup, you know, nothing satisfies you more than winning the Cup, and winning an individual award doesn't quite do it, and you can't really share it with your teammates. It's not the same feeling, and like you said, you know, you don't know if you're going to be able to go back to winning the Cup, you know, to having a chance to win the Cup. It's such a hard trophy to win. So anyway, I mean, it was a bittersweet feeling, but at the same time, you know, I think you know, like I said, it gave me a good experience, and it gives you that bitter taste in your mouth because you lost, and you know that the next time you're going to have a chance, you're going to, you know, take advantage of it even more. And so I think, you know, because of that, I think it made me able to win the Cup maybe in 2007.
Just one more on that playoff run. Mike Babcock being the head coach at that time, how much did he have to do with making you guys really believe? I mean, there was your performances. You had a guy like Paul Kariya, but when you look at that roster, if you look at it from the outside looking in, you know, maybe a team that you wouldn't expect to win a Stanley Cup. But how much did Mike Babcock have to do with it that year?
You know, whenever a team is successful, you know, you need to have a good coach. You need to have a good system. You need to have a coach that makes all the players believe in the system, and you know, that makes them have some kind of that you rally around something, you know. And I think Mike did that. You know, it's you know, we had the type of team that we couldn't just open it up and play a very offensive type of game. We had to have everybody involved defensively, and I think our star leaders like Paul Kariya and Steve Ruchin and those guys really bought into it. You know, Adam Oates was one of those guys too, and they played well defensively.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody bought in, and it's probably one of the hardest things as a coach is make everybody buy in. And you know, Babs is good at that. That's why year after year he has success in Detroit. And that's why he always has success when he coaches Team Canada's and stuff like that, because guys, you know, he has this strong voice when he speaks, and he has this, like, very confident, you know, about his system and stuff like that. And you can't help but just buy in, and that's what we did.
Jean-Sebastien Jaguer joining us down the Subway Restaurants Fresh Take Hotline. Just a couple more for you. Now, moving on, obviously, yep. You finally do get that Stanley Cup in 2007. That was an unbelievable year, maybe, you know, a dominating team that you had with Anaheim. You bring in the guys like Scott Niedermeyer, Chris Pronger joins the organization. Just talk about what it was like to finally win the Cup in 2007.
You know, it was, what a feeling. You know, there's no feeling like winning the Stanley Cup in hockey anyway. You know, it's very similar to getting your firstborn baby and stuff like that. It's just like, it's a surreal experience, you know. It just, you work so hard to get there, and as a team, you know, you've put on so many hours at the rink and meetings and whatnot and practice time, and to be able to raise the cup. And then I think the best part of winning the Stanley Cup to me was sharing it with people that I love, you know, sharing it with my family, my friends, and having time to spend with them, and that, you know, for them it's their childhood, just as much as me, you know, the childhood dream to to see the cup and to take it in their arm, take pictures with them, and you know, it was as memorable for them as it was for me, and that's something that I'll never forget.
Yeah, definitely had to be such a cool experience. I mean, I guess after your time in Anaheim finally ended, you will go to the Toronto Maple Leafs. Just a brief time with the Toronto organization there. What do you remember from going from that? I mean, that had to be kind of a cool experience. You go into what is, I mean, maybe the biggest hockey market, where hockey is absolutely everything. You go from Southern California, which where the Ducks were huge, obviously, because you won the Stanley Cup. But then you go into Toronto, I guess maybe just, was there kind of a culture change or just a culture shock of how different it was, where everything, you know, you guys were the big story every day?
Yeah, you know, it was quite an experience. I won't lie to you. I loved every part of it. You know, I think to have the chance to play for an original six team, especially the Leaf, or maybe so the Canadian, you know, I think it's very special. And you know, I really enjoyed every part of it. I think the organization, the Toronto Maple Leaf organization, is as good as it gets. You know, they treat their players, you know, so well, and their facility there is so beautiful, and it was so much fun going to the rink and having, you know, second to, like, to none facilities. You know, I don't think there's any better in the league, so that was fun. And then the only thing that was disappointing for me in Toronto is hockey-wise, it just didn't go the way I would like it to go, and sometimes these things happen. You know, I was hurt quite a bit when I played there. You know, I needed surgery after my second year there. You know, I got surgery that, you know, really fixed me much better. And, you know, so that part of it was disappointing. But, you know, sometimes that's just the way it goes. And, you know, it's not the end of the world. You just got to move on and take what was positive.
And I guess finally, for you, when you wrapped up your career the last few seasons with the Colorado Avalanche, your role kind of changed from a starting goaltender at times to maybe more of a leader in the dressing room with such a young team coming up there. Just maybe talk about the last couple of years and then getting into the playoffs one more time last season, seeing that Colorado team finally having some success. Talk about just your last couple of years in the NHL with Colorado.
Well, Denver is a great city. You know, great city to raise kids. You know, I have three kids now, and it's a very family-oriented city. Great weather, you know, when you have kids and stuff like that. So we found a good school. So we love living there as a family. That was a good spot to live. I think the organization was in bit of an, you know, they had so much success the first 8-9 years they were there, and now they had to deal with not being successful and kind of, you know, people not coming to the game and stuff like that. So I think the organization was having a bit of a hard time, and it was difficult. The first 2 years, my first 2 years, they were pretty difficult. You know, I think, you know, we were losing more often than not, and it was a frustrating 2 years. But, you know, last year, I think they made some good change. You know, they with the young players that they have there, with having Patrick Roy as a coach and Joe Sakic in the office, and having those guys leading a team, it makes such a big difference because they're winners. You know, they've been there before. They know what it takes to win. And it changed the whole organization. It changed the whole mentality of the whole organization. And it was so much fun last year because every time we went at the rink, we knew we had a chance to win. And guys really, really believed in the team. And by the end of the year, I mean, we were a threat, you know, around the league. And it was a fun year to be in. And, you know, I wish I could have kept playing because I know that team's going to be successful in the next few years coming up.
Yeah, it was really fun to watch that team from afar as well, see the massive improvement from last place all the way back into the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I guess the final question for you, when you look back on it all, I mean, it's pretty safe to say absolutely no regrets for you in this career. The Conn Smythe Trophy, the Stanley Cup champion in 2007, the 03 Conn Smythe. I guess for you, when you look back on it all, pretty satisfied with what was a great NHL career.
Yeah, you know, I'm so blessed. You know, I think... the NHL is such a great league to be in. You know, you get to meet great people and make a lot of good friends and live some experience that otherwise I would have never got to live. So, you know, I'm very blessed, very thankful that, you know, everybody gave me a chance and an opportunity. And like you say, I don't have any regret. And, you know, it's nice to be able to retire and have a peace of mind, you know, knowing that I gave it all. And I went all the way to my, you know, what I could give, and you know, so now I'm happy and I'm ready to move on to a different chapter in my life.
You know what? Thanks a lot for this, Jean Chabash. We really appreciated this. It was an amazing career. It was so much fun watching you all the time on television. We'll never forget that 2003 run with you. And you'll always be the final Hartford Whaler to ever play in the NHL. So a little bit of trivia there for you as well. You'll always be a trivia answer. Thanks so much for doing this today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.